Hey, Anton.
Yeah, Margaret?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
Sarah not making waves. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
If that sounds like you, stick around. If your friend sent you this podcast out of a desperate attempt to get you to watch Young Royals, take this as a sign.
Go watch Young Royals, then come back to this podcast.
Margaret, what are we talking about today?
Today we will be having a character discussion of Sarah in Season 1, Episode 3, having decided we have no choice but to stand.
Woohoo! In this discussion, we won't be summarizing the plot of the episode because we already did that. If you need to want a refresher, head back 9 episodes in our feed to our most recent This Week at Hilarica for a full breakdown. This episode discussion will likely be all over the place, so strap in. You have been warned.
Okay, great. So I guess we should start with the cold open, right?
Yeah.
So not making waves. Sarah, obviously, she wants to fit in. That's like her whole thing. That feels very reductive. That's not her whole thing. But that is established.
Not her whole thing, but like as established by our podcast, yes. A lot of her actions,
a lot of her motivations are to
with the
in.
Effort based on her past trauma with bullies,
yes.
Finding a way to simply fit in and just like not be singled out anymore.
Yes.
For difference.
Yes. In doing so, she has taken a I'm not going to stand out, I'm not going to make waves approach. Along with trying to make friends with Felice, which she is pretty successful with. But she spends a lot of time in the episode trying not to draw attention towards herself or trying not to cause issues. She's, you know, embarrassed about her mom's car because it's, like, different than what everybody else is doing.
It's an aspect of this episode that, like, definitely can fly out of the radar unless you're like us going character by character through the core five and you have to get to Sarah in season one episode three and you're like, what does Sarah do in season one episode three?
And you're like, not much.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, Young Royals, for all that it is about Wilhelm and Simon, it is an ensemble show, but it's like, very rarely do ensemble shows can they adequately, like, give five different people, like, fulfilling enough storylines at the same time? Like,
that's a lot.
Certain people are going to blend into the background a little bit because the plot demands it. And that's just a price of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And not to kind of sound like a broken record, I guess. Like, we do kind of keep saying this, but, like, Sarah isn't given a lot in this episode, and she kind of, as in previous episodes, kind of continues to not be given a whole lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the most we do really get from her is her first scene in the episode with her attempt with Felice to be vulnerable and, like, talk about her trauma with her father, who, which, like, is a revelation to the audience to some extent, like, because you can read between the lines of what we've seen of Micah in episode one and episode two, but I think Sarah's wording definitely does paint probably a clearer picture as someone who can't take care of himself, and what does she say, like, make it everyone else's problem.
Yeah, or like hurts everybody else in the process. Something along those lines.
Yeah, something like that. And it's brutally honest in a lot of in a lot of ways. I mean, as is Sarah's wont. I mean, we called her Sarah the Honest in episode one. So
yeah,
and then we did call her we called her Sarah the Observant in episode two, and for that reason, I do think that, as mentioned last week in Felice's episode, I'm more inclined to say that Felice failed to communicate rather than Sarah failed to understand in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that Felice made zero effort to, because she was trying to commiserate and she was trying to, like, share her own side of things in her own, with her own situation with her parents. But, like, I think based on Sarah's reaction, she could have been able to tell that it didn't get through. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with that.
Like, Sarah just says, oh, you can't do that thing that your mom thinks that you can do. And she's like,
yeah,
no.
Right. So, like, yeah. It's clear that Felice maybe didn't lay it all out the way she thought she did.
Exactly. Like, at a certain point, it's like, just say, I am lying to my mother.
Right.
Like, say, that is not true because I let her think things that are not true, that I'm better at something than I am because it makes her happy and et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, this is an episode about Felice, but like in terms of Sarah's approach to Felice, I think like she just did not have the information to handle that situation with anything approaching the level of grace it required. And it was already going to be incredibly uncomfortable, and you already would have had to been really quick, even if you did know everything.
Are you talking about the...
In Parents Day. At the Parents Day luncheon, like even if you could be fully aware of the situation at hand, like that, your mom asks... Your mom says, oh, Sarah rides.
Yeah.
And from that point, you are set up to just like so many more other things could have gone wrong, even if you got a few more steps further.
Yeah. Yeah, that one would have required some fancy footwork for sure.
Because you would have had to, like, Sarah would have had to lie about a horse, having a horse of her own, which even though, I mean, Linda's a homie, but she might have had a reaction to that enough to completely blow her cover.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, two, like, we've known up to this point, like, Sarah's not really a person who sees value in lying.
Right.
Like she doesn't really...
She's a person who values honesty, which makes a lot of sense when you take into account Micah and all of his bullshit.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Good one.
A lot of lying. So, and no secrets between us, I think is what she says to Simon at the, like, close to the end of the episode.
Yeah, like, we agreed no secrets between us. Like, she is definitely a person who places value in trust and following through, I guess. And there just wasn't a situation where that was a
disaster show right from the jump. Little lunch.
It was
a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, because there's no way that Smeeson would have avoided the topic of writing, because it's how she got in with Wilhelm, and then of course Linda's gonna want to bring up Sarah's accomplishments because she's Linda,
a proud parent. And so, yeah,
it's and so, so
yeah, that was just going to end in disaster is what was gonna happen there.
Yeah, but also I wanted to highlight that because I wrote her honesty at last gets Sarah into trouble, but the poetry of that being the quality Felice valued Sarah for in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That got me and has always kind of got me. Is that, like, the thing that really starts like kind of placing it. The first thing that really places a strain between Felice and Sarah is that Sarah was too honest.
Right.
In a moment where Felice didn't want her to be.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I do wonder how much like Maddie still and Frederica are aware of that whole situation. They definitely probably could have played it off way more.
Yeah.
Chill. Maybe. I might be giving them too much credit, in fairness. Like, they're all still 16.
Yeah.
Like,
I think in that situation, it would have taken a lot of cover story to just come at it. Like, you would have been talking about it. Yeah,
there needed to be pre-planning.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's the kind of thing that I would do kind of. I mean, she wouldn't have had time or whatever. Well, I guess she did. Like, she fully had time. And, like, why do you not plan for. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about this too elaborately and maybe says something about me, but like, why would you not plan out the idea that your parents could meet Sarah?
Maybe she just didn't plan that far ahead.
Which is fair. And also something I just had a thought of is, I wonder if Felice knew non-boarders don't get to have parents' day lunch. They're an exception this time.
Oh, that's true. Maybe.
Like, I don't know if she expected, like, as much as, like, they have started becoming friends, I don't know if she expected Sarah at Parents' Day, in fairness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, wait. They talk about them coming, I guess.
Oh, that is true. Shit, you're right.
Take that back. There's no, I can't. No, yeah. Then I'm still mad. Well, not mad, but, like, I'm still disappointed that you didn't think this far ahead. Like.
Okay, but, like, she's 16.
I don't get it. And like, if she didn't have the, like, not, I don't want to say fortitude, but like, if she wasn't ready to be vulnerable enough to lay it all out there, like, I lie to my parents.
Yeah. I can't imagine she'd be down to be like, I lie to my parents. I need you to lie to them too.
Yeah. Let's come up with a cover story.
Yeah.
In case they ask you about horseback riding. Like, that is, okay, that is a little,
it's a little out there, Anton.
Little advanced, little manipulative.
A little.
I just always think if you're gonna lie, you gotta commit to it. if you're gonna present a false front to the world, at least make it believable.
Did you have strict parents growing up? You're giving really like I lied to my parents on the rag energy right now.
No,
but I don't get that vibe from either of your parents, which is why I'm confused.
No. No.
Anyways, this is the Sarah episode, not the Felice episode.
No.
We just recorded the Felice episode. As stated
last week, I did have Life 360 friends. So.
That is true.
Anyways. I think all this goes to say that, like, there is literally nothing worth holding any sort of grudge at Sarah over.
No.
And there's nothing, like, really that, like, I could even call questionable. Because it's like, yes, was it an oopsie, as you say in your notes, and I stole for last week, too. Like, yes. But it was the truth. So it's like, how, you can't, it's just the way it is. And it's like, yeah. She did immediately realize, like, I mean, especially with Simon being like, you don't always have to, does he say, you don't always have to tell the truth? Or
sometimes it's good to keep some things to yourself if no one asks or something like that. Something along those lines.
I think, because he says she was things kind of similarly. Because then when she kind of, the next big thing, kind of the last big thing we want to talk about is what her finally confronting Simon about the villa situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon, like, yes, like, he did keep it a secret, but like the fact that like she does ultimately understand him when he's like, sometimes it is good to keep, sometimes you need to keep something quiet,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes it's better to do that. And she also fully gets, like, not saying anything, too.
Yeah.
Like, really, I just want to say, like, there's nothing in this episode worth holding a grudge over. And on top of that, she's just an accepting and supportive sister. Like, mm-hmm. that her reaction to the whole thing is kind of just kind of a big hug in that scene.
Yeah.
To, I would argue, practically any queer person. Because it's just someone who is just treating it with just this radical level of normalcy. Of being like, yeah, my brother is starting to have this thing with another guy, and it's something I'm just going to tease him about and like be just a little sister about. Well, no, a big sister about. The big sister vibes.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, because it is, I think, it's like Sarah and Simon are interesting because it's like they're both, it's the, they feel so close in age, and sometimes like it is clear that Sarah is older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then there are also certain points where it's clear that like Simon might have had to feel like he was older.
Yeah.
Like it's very complex, but I think in this moment, like, you can be in the fact that like she's annoyed that it was a kept a secret, but she gets over that real quickly. Like,
yeah,
she's like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, because I think really at the end of the day, if I were Simon, it would be like this isn't entirely mine to tell people.
Right. Because it's not.
It's not.
To be honest. That sounded really Midwestern.
I mean, born and raised, buddy.
I know, but like I said it. So it was
Fair.
I've been in the state too long.
I don't know if there's much more to say about Sarah. Like I don't have much more to say. Yeah, I think I'll say my in the end, Sarah continues at every turn to try and not make waves. She has a setback in her search for a community at Hilarska, but was not given the proper information to navigate the situation in the ideal way. And as we stated, the ideal way would have been pretty fucking difficult, I think, to come up with that with everyone unscathed. All the while, she remains perceptive of the life of a brother. She pays attention, cares about him, and acts like a good sister would with finding out that your brother is potentially getting into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically, it's like, no complaints. Just.
It's pretty.
I mean, it's like she's trying not to make waves, and she really isn't, for the most part.
She's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, and I don't really know what you call that. By that, I mean I don't know what to call this episode. Let's see. Wait. I'm trying to look up words that are the opposite of controversial.
That's good. Yeah.
Because earlier I was thinking Sarah the calm almost. Like, well, I feel like that doesn't fully match her.
No.
And like there are other words.
These aren't giving what I want them to give.
Yeah. Cooperative.
Cooperative is good, I guess.
Yeah.
Amiable? What does amiable mean?
Amiable means basically like nice. Like you're pretty much like good natured and nice to everybody.
I mean,
yeah.
The amiable. It feels a little reductive maybe, but
it's yeah.
Fine. Cordial? That was just a fun word to say. I don't know if that really fits.
Yeah, cordial or cordial. Like, civil.
Yeah. These words are all really mid.
They really are. Sarah. Okay, this one sounds, this is going to sound really, this sounds really reductive, but Sarah the Harmless.
No, I kind of like that.
Yeah. It's either that or like Sarah good. The, or like Sarah the Mild.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like that one? Sarah
yeah.
the Mild?
Yeah, Sarah the Mild yeah. is good.
Cool.
Makes her sound like a salsa.
I wasn't going to say it, but that is what my brain usually goes to with mild.
Yeah. It's the only thing I've ever heard described as mild.
It reminds us that we almost called her Felice the Mid last
episode. I still think we should have. I think that would have been really good.
All right. Alrighty. Are you ready to take us out?
Sure am. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram at PeopleDon'tTalkAbout. Our next episode will be Character Standing of Eric in Season 1, Episode 3, so stay tuned. And with that, all that's left to say is...
Let's start a revolution, baby!